Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
He covers the Chiefs.
With that, I'm yours.
And you're in that place where you're in the playoffs.
He covers the Royals.
Flair, over there in the middle, on the left.
Salvador, just take us through your emotions.
He covers college sports.
But one great thing about the conference tournament, where I think it gives teams hope.
And every now and then, he likes a good laugh.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
He's Blair Kirchhoff of the Kansas City Star on the program.
Well, I can attest to there being two great people here at the Sprint Store now. Matt Beisler, who's signing autographs, captain of Sporting Kansas City, 10-plus year participant in the annual Thanksgiving Day 5K run and family stroll presented by Sprint. You can get signed up for free right now and meet Matt Beisler. Say hello to Matt. Get an autograph. Get a photograph. He's here till 4:30, so hurry. Hustle over here if you want to meet the captain of Sporting Kansas City. And I believe the greatest soccer player ever to come out of Kansas City. He's here right now, so stop on by and say hello. We're also getting people signed up to win a pair of field-level tickets and parking pass to the Chiefs and Raiders on December 1st, courtesy of our friends at Sprint. They're also registering folks to win a pair of tickets to the Hall of Fame Classic at Sprint Center on November 25th, another pair on the 26th. So you can go down and check that out. We've got Mavericks tickets while they last. They're going pretty fast, but we've still got a healthy number of them. We got tickets to the Pig and Swig. If you'd like that, check it out right now. Come by and see us. But the star of the show, no doubt, Matt Beisler, the captain of Sporting Kansas City. So stop on by and say hello. Matt was kind enough. Just a great guy. Came over and said hi to us. We should be going and saying hi to him. He came over to us. That's just the kind of guy you're dealing with Matt Beisler. The other swell guy is Rudy Salazar. It's always great to have Rudy here. And then Blair showed up. No, Blair is number two on the great guy list. It's Matt, and it is Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star. Blair, brought to you by our friends at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. Blair, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, great. And I did go over and say hi to Matt.
Well, because you're a better man than me. That's what I'm talking about. Two great guys, Beisler, Kirchhoff, and then one loudmouth. That's what you got here at the Sprint Store.
I would add to your thought about him being the best homegrown soccer player. I think that is absolutely true, and I think – you know, when his career is over, we'll be talking about him as one of the best homegrown professional athletes to come out of this area.
You know, I think if he wants it, he can be quite a broadcaster as well.
I think so, too. I can see a media future for him.
Yeah, I can see him, and maybe not just bound by Kansas City. Unlike Nate Buchady, he's got national talent.
He can... He can get out of this dump.
By the way, Nate does some national broadcasting.
He does.
They don't usually know about it, but he does. He's done some football, and he's done all kinds of things. So, and I know Nate can take it. By the way, you know, Nate had a third child welcomed to the world.
That is fantastic.
That is great.
I did hear about that, and I let me be among the many to offer my congratulations. That is
young Andrew.
Yes, young Andrew. I have seen the family photo.
And that kid is lucky because he's got a great mom.
Well, you did luck out. You lucked out there for sure.
That is fantastic. Mom is just wonderful. Smart, bright, funny, caring. Everything you could want in a mom. That's what I can say about the Buchadys.
Hear, hear.
Then there's Nate.
We managed to dump on Nate about four times in that little salvo, didn't we? That's pretty good.
If anybody can take it, though.
Yes. Nate's a great guy. We love Nate. If Nate were here, there'd be 2.6 great guys in the building. So
we all know that Nate's watching some soccer game on his pad somewhere.
Somewhere on Earth.
On his Sprint iPad.
Yes.
Let me be clear.
Pad can be taken
a lot of different ways. At his pad, that's okay.
On his pad,
it can go a lot of directions.
Yep.
All right, Blair. I want to get your thoughts because you were out of Chiefs today.
I was, yep.
So Chris Jones, I have no doubt, meant nothing but positives with this. But this is why, you know, this is why coaches like coach speak and why they counsel players to have coach speak. And so I thought a little bit about whether or not to express my frustrations with this kind of commentary, because I think we don't, there aren't a lot of people that say a whole lot in sports. And I get it when you say, oh, as soon as a guy says something, then you guys jump all over him. Well, I never complain when they don't say anything. That's fine. Don't say anything. I need a job. Okay, so they can sit and be mute and hide in the where the food is, and I'll do the talking. I really don't care. I'm not one of those guys that needs somebody to have some sensational quote or sound bite to get through 4 hours. Okay, I'm good. So don't lump me in the, you guys want them all to say something. I don't really care.
Well, don't ruin it for the rest of us. I absolutely want that quote. And more often than not, sound bite.
All right, so here are the comments, and we'll get to the college football and some college basketball with Blair in a second, but I want to play this in case anybody didn't hear it. We talked about it in the open at 2 o'clock. Here are the comments of Chris Jones talking about how much purple was in the stands this past weekend.
Chiefs Kingdom, we got to stop selling our tickets, especially home games. They're important to this community, to this organization. You can't sell your tickets. That was my first time this year that I ever seen that we had almost even amount of Viking fans in the stadium as Chiefs fan. And it just can't happen if you want this team to be successful. And right, everyone plays a part in being successful, and especially the fans. And selling your tickets is not doing us any good.
Not especially the fans. The fans do not play a role in this team being successful. So do not put your losses at the feet of the fans for not being there. That's one thing. And I think he's like, well, you know, I just mean we're all in. I know. But what you said, that's wrong. That's number one.
I think he intended it as a public service announcement.
I think he did too.
And I think there is a misunderstanding on his and other athletes' part about how the fan economy works these days.
Yes.
And there's no reason for him to believe otherwise, that, you know, 75,000 tickets go to Chiefs fans and 35,000 decided to sell them. That's not how it works. Not how it works. But I don't expect athletes to know that. They're not in that world. They're not in that business.
The players are partners with the owners. So this is not to be thrown just at the feet of the owners. The players are their business partner. They receive 52 or 53% of the revenue. And, yes, the owners are always looking for other revenue streams that don't go to the players. You get my gist. They're making a lot of money off this league. All right? They're making money off the TV contracts. They're making money off the ticket sales. Chris Jones is a member of the league. It's a business to Chris Jones. He held out of the offseason program. You know, maybe if Chris Jones didn't hold out of the offseason program, maybe he wouldn't have gotten hurt. I don't know. If he didn't miss a few games, maybe he would have been there. Maybe he would have known the defense better. Maybe all the defense would have known. I don't know. Your job is to show up, play ball as hard as you can, and win football games. The part that I think the players don't get, and if you're going to start talking about what the fans need to do and you're going to get into the economics and the business of the game, you better know what you're talking about. The Kansas City Chiefs can claim however many season tickets they sold, okay? And I have no doubt that they sold that many. But they weren't to Chiefs fans, okay? Now, you can call ticket brokers whatever you want, but there are a lot of tickets in every season tickets, because he says don't sell your tickets. Well, that's not somebody who bought them on Wednesday and turned around and sold them on Friday because they got a fat offer. The only people who have tickets to sell that they're not using are season ticket holders. Otherwise, people buy one game, they go to that game, generally speaking. If they're not, and if these game, and whether it was season tickets or individual game tickets, they were bought by ticket brokers who targeted the games that they thought would be hot commodities and they could make money on the secondary market, of which the NFL is party to because they sell the tickets to those people.
Right, right, exactly. That over the last decade or so, that's one of the big unreported stories is how all these pro sports leagues and college sports have relationships with secondary markets.
Yes.
The Final Four every year, you go to the NCAA website, and you can go there now and start looking at prices for the Final Four, and it's all through secondary markets.
Yes.
It's not through the NCAA. So you don't buy season tickets anymore, do you? Or do you still
have your season tickets? No, I finally gave them up. And listen, I don't usually kind of talk about that, but
No, but what I guess what I'm, my point was, you at least have some experience.
Yeah.
I haven't purchased a ticket to a game in a long time.
You're a season ticket holder, yeah.
So, you know, it really has evolved. It's changed how it's worked over the years. And I'll tell you what, there were 75,000 fans in that stadium, and if it weren't for the Vikings fans, there wouldn't have been 75,000
exactly.
fans in
but
the
I,
stadium.
I think, and so what would – I don't think it was 50-50.
I don't think so either.
You were there, so
yeah,
what do you think?
No. 60-40, 65-35, something
okay.
like that.
So here's the thing. If the Vikings didn't play in Kansas City what on average is about once every 8 years.
That's right.
Then it wouldn't have been as hot a ticket. If the Vikings weren't a good football team, it wouldn't be as hot a ticket. And if it weren't a six-hour drive.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
an easy, quick, direct flight, it wouldn't have been as hot a ticket. People knew that this was the hot ticket, okay? They knew what it was. And if the Vikings stunk, it would have been red. It would have been a cheaper ticket, and it would have been Chiefs fans that were there. But it was a hot ticket in Minnesota. And first of all, I don't like any fan who did sell their ticket should not feel bad.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
It's your ticket. You bought it. Do whatever the hell you want with it. And some football players shouldn't be guilt-tripping you into not selling your ticket. You sold your ticket because you had a family function or you needed the money or whatever it was. And God bless you for doing it. You had a commodity that somebody wanted and you turned a buck on it. Don't you dare, after holding out all off-season, sweat me. Or the fan, I'm speaking for the fan,
yeah.
right, because I didn't sell anything. Sweat me about selling a ticket. We always talk about how athletes start to think they're funny because those of us standing around with microphones laugh at their half-assed jokes that aren't that funny because it's kind of just like, okay, we want you to say more, so. And Shaquille O'Neal leaves the NBA and thinks he can do comedy shows, and he can't because he's not funny. It's kind of funny when you're Shaq, 28-14 that night. Okay, not bad. It's better than, oh, we played well and blah, blah. So we give you the courtesy laugh, okay? But you're not funny. And you know what else you're not? You're not super smart. I'm not saying that because you're dumb. I'm saying being an NFL player and all of us crowding around with our mics and all the fans coming up wanting your autograph does not make you super smart. We care about what you're saying. By the way, while you're playing the game. While you're playing the
right,
game.
Right, right,
right. So we're going to listen and we're going to write it down, but it's not because you're Moses giving us the Ten Commandments and we can't wait to live for centuries by what you've just said. You're pertinent because you sack quarterbacks right now. But you get this false sense of, no, what I'm saying is really, you know, the deal.
Well, like I said, I think he thought he was you know, he was expressing the feeling maybe in the locker room and thought, again, a public service announcement.
Well,
on
if they
part.
Will take less money
that's right.
as players, the owners won't sell those tickets to the secondary market.
Or donate a portion of their salary to.
I said he could take 50. He could buy 50 of those tickets himself.
Yeah.
Give them all to kids in Chris Jones jerseys.
There you go. Oh, he's a spokesman for the Special Olympics here.
That's great. How about 10,000 of them? Buy that secondary ticket from all those ticket brokers for more than what the Vikings fans were paying. He and all his teammates can get together and pool their cash. And they can buy every secondary Chiefs ticket out there, and we'll make sure it's red.
I'm not so sure that the previous game against the Packers wasn't a similar ratio. But it was a night game, so you couldn't tell. You didn't have the
and green and yellow don't pop like purple did against red.
Purple in the sunlight.
And so red. when they get all excited about all the Chiefs fans that were down in Houston for the playoff game, and all the Chiefs fans that are going to be in Tennessee, because it's going to pop.
Oh my gosh, there will be so many Chiefs fans this week in Nashville, just as there are in when they play the Chargers on the
yes.
road, as you said, Houston. In Dallas, what, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, I was down
incredible.
There. It was awesome.
Incredible
was
how many Chiefs fans were there.
And there's all the fans of the Chiefs that live in those towns. And then we all travel. Mm-hmm. And this is what I said. What the NFL has got to recognize and what NFL players need to recognize when they're going to strike is how the economics work. You mentioned me giving up my tickets. I gave up my tickets because, first of all, the hassle going in and out and the all-day affair that it is. At my age, at whatever I was at the time, I gave them up, 44, 45.
Well,
hang on, let
me stop you there because it's either just changed or about to change, your age.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Happy birthday. Go ahead. Continue.
It just did, okay. Yes. 48 now. But at whatever age I was when I gave him up, my wife is like, listen, you leave the house at 7:30, you get home at 5:30. I mean, it is a commitment from Chiefs fans. And listen, I know, well, if you go in right before the game, well, I'm not getting enough bang for my dollar to be there for 3 hours and 15 minutes. And by the way, the drive out sucks. It sucks getting out of Arrowhead. It sucks. And unless you do this 11:30 to noon window, which I hear is the magic time to go in, it sucks going in. Okay, so until you improve my game day experience, I gotta fight that fight. And I don't want to do it 10 times or even 8. And I don't want those two turd preseason games. No chance, I'm not paying for them. And two of your games every year are turds too. Like, we don't have the Dolphins, they're Jets this year. But we usually have to swallow one of those turds. I'm not interested. And if you suck, it really blows. I gave up my tickets. My wife said, you come home miserable after all day out there and spending thousands of our dollars on these tickets. Why are you doing
this? That's your leisure time.
Yes. I my wife's so much smarter than me. You know, she goes, what are you doing? That's why I gave up softball. Couldn't hit anymore. She's like, you come home pissed all the time. Why are you doing this? You're right. I quit softball. Every now and then she gets through to me with some logic and reason, and I go, you're right. And the Chiefs tickets were the same thing. But so what they're not getting is, we don't want to pay for your preseason games. So that's why the secondary market comes in, and tickets are less. We'll sell you preseason games for $25 or $40, well below face value, because they make their money back on these Vikings games.
But
and the Chiefs want to, and all NFL teams want to eliminate their risk. And so instead of just being their own secondary market, they could just sell the tickets based on what it is. They want the season tickets to know they've got a financial base. And so they sell them to the secondary market, knowing that they can make money on these handful of games. And you can't ask tickets for less to sell them to only Chiefs fans.
You can't. But how do you think the Chiefs feel today from a business standpoint, having filled their stadium, having the tickets would have been sold one way or the other? I was thinking,
well, they don't like us talking about how this really works.
No.
But they have 15 or 20,000 of their season tickets that are secondary market ticket brokers.
That people probably, you know, paid full parking price for, because it was just a one-game deal for a Vikings
sure.
fan to come down. Concession stand lines were packed, I'm sure. It was probably just a great revenue day for the Chiefs
yeah.
with 35 to 40% Vikings.
It's a great
fans.
Day for the city.
Yes,
the city made
yes.
a bunch of money because the Minnesota people came down.
I drove by a bar in downtown Kansas City that had a big sign out, welcome Vikings fans.
I was at a bar out south here, Vikings gear. Now, they were probably staying with someone they knew, but they were out spending money.
And don't
you
think the Chiefs are going to do that in Nashville this weekend?
Yes, we are going to own it. And the guys in Nashville that I was on with this morning were talking about, like, that's a big problem they have in Nashville. They're like, listen, I mean, we know you guys are going to take over. We talk about it all the time, about how Nashville is such a great destination city, so they take us over all the time.
Makes sense.
You're going to see more and more of that in Kansas City. You're going to see more and more of it.
Which is kind of a compliment to Kansas City.
The good news is, the Chargers, the Raiders, like Vegas people will come to Kansas City more than the Raider people did in Oakland. But so we'll see an uptick of Raider fans when they move into Vegas. They're going to start coming to Kansas City. You'll see all that. Wait till you see. I'm telling you, maybe early on Vegas will own that stadium and it'll be silver and black. Get 5 years in, and that's a 50-50 neutral game.
I
guarantee you. The Vegas Raiders are going to be a neutral game by the year 2025 or 2030.
Well, like the Chargers are in L.A. right now when you go to the soccer stadium.
That's a road game.
It is.
And it's going to stay that way for the Chargers.
And they were playing Steelers fight song music when the Steelers were in there earlier this year.
I've talked to people in the league, and there's no truth to the Chargers trying to get to London right now. They've got a 20-year lease that they can't get out of, so there is zero truth to that. Whoever reported that at The Athletic. And if I end up being wrong, I will apologize to the person. But they are dead wrong from the people. And I know some people in the league. And they say, absolutely not. Is London there? Yes. Listen, Shad Khan bought Wembley Stadium, and the Jaguars play a game there every year. 2 + 2 equals 4. He's squatting on being the first. I won't guarantee that the Jaguars get there, because how L.A. went down isn't how it was supposed to go down. But the Jaguars to London is the way it's supposed to progress. Jacksonville is oblivious to this obvious fact. But that's how it's supposed to progress with another couple of teams. And I don't know where the expansion teams will go and everything. Listen, San Diego's still in play. They love that San Diego's still talking Chargers. And will the Chargers stay there in L.A.? I don't know. I don't think so. They're never going back to San Diego.
No.
But San Diego will get an expansion team down the road. It's going to take longer than it took Cleveland. But the NFL will be back in San Diego the next round of expansion.
I hope so. That city deserves
happen.
An NFL
team. Yeah, it'll happen. And for an expansion team and a new owner, they'll build them a stadium. And we'll be back going to Super Bowls in San Diego like we should do every year if it were up to me. But it's staggering the disconnect that Chris Jones, and he means what. I love Chris Jones. He is a great guy, and I really hope the Chiefs re-sign.
Hey, and listen, and from his perspective,
he's out of touch.
But all he knows and all any of those players know is when the Vikings had something going, it was loud in that stadium. And when they looked up, they saw
take less money.
It's like I told somebody in the press box. It looked like a Kansas State Nebraska game,
right?
You know, and
take less money. If he'll play for less, then the Chiefs can not sell to the secondary market. Otherwise, they're a business that has to maximize their revenue, and the secondary ticket market helps them do that.
Of the remaining home games, right? Oakland, Raiders, Chargers, Broncos, right? All three West have to come here. And then who else? I can't think of who else is there. But
right,
it's nobody who should bring a fan base the way the Packers and the Vikings did in these last 2 weeks.
Let's see. The home games after this, they go to Mexico for the
right.
Chargers. Raiders at home, Broncos at home, and Chargers. That's it.
So none of those. No. None of the three divisions are going to bring a fan base the way what we saw the last couple.
Yeah,
of weeks.
Denver's kind of been there and done that with Kansas City. They don't,
and their team stinks. So they're not as enthusiastic about following.
Chargers have no fans,
right?
And
the Raiders are displaced. You know,
they spend all their money on costumes. they cannot afford the trip.
So Chris Jones will be right in the end.
Oh, and then I guarantee you, there's gonna be the Chiefs fans really responded. No. Curtis, what division do we play next year? What are the divisions that the Chiefs are going to play?
It's NFC South.
Whoever they played in 16.
I know.
Would be the...
I know. I don't want to crack. You do it. Figure it out. You know. Come on.
And I know the other one too. But
you know what it is. What is it?
It's NFC South, and it's AFC East. They go to Buffalo and Miami. So Jets, Patriots are here.
So the Jets are a turd. There won't be Jets fans. Pats fans don't really travel.
They're not like Steelers, Packers.
They're not. So I don't think that'll be a problem. Do you know who the NFC South teams
come
here?
They go to New Orleans and Tampa Bay. So
well, that's good because Panthers, Saints fans would travel.
Panthers and Falcons come here. Yeah, nothing. Nothing that.
If Carolina's good, they might show up. Atlanta's not leaving Atlanta.
No.
They go to Atlanta, and it's like they're fenced in. They won't leave. You're not going to have this problem. But when you run into teams like the Steelers, the Packers, the Browns, if the Browns ever get good, you're going to see Cleveland rock the house. Look at here.
I don't know. The Vikings really showed me something last week. I didn't realize their fan base would do that. That was impressive.
They're big time. You know, I remember when Philly came here when Andy Reid had McNabb, they rocked the house pretty good. Philly traveled. If they're good, they'll come up.
I saw a lot of Texans fans here when the Texans were here.
Cowboys moved the tickets pretty good. Not too bad. Giants, Redskins, no. Lions, no. Bears.
Bears are good. Absolutely.
If the Bears were coming, you'd have seen Bears fans here. And, you know, Seattle's like on another continent, so they don't travel. And that's it. Those are the ones that move the needle. But in Tennessee, I guess, at Nashville, like every week, it looks like
I can see that. Absolutely. It's a fun city.
Why would you
not want to go?
Absolutely. We'll take a break. More with Blair Kirkhoff. He's brought to you by our friends at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC. We're at the Sprint store. You can come by and say hello to Matt Beasler before he gets out of here. You can also get signed up for free for the big Thanksgiving Day 5K run and family stroll. That's only until 6 o'clock that you can get signed up and registered for Chiefs Raiders tickets and Hall of Fame Classic game tickets at Sprint Center on November 25th and 6th. It's all here at the Sprint store at Town Center, 4901 Town Center Drive.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer.
Lay it on me, Kay. Lay it on me.
Giannis Antetokounmpo Who was the last player to have 30, 15, and 5 in three straight games?
30 points, 15 boards, 5 assists in three straight games?
Mm-hmm. I know one of you just had a birthday. The other one is having one Monday.
The other one did it on Monday?
No, I said I know one of you just had a birthday. The other has one coming up on Monday. Would either of you two birthday boys?
Yes, we are aware of Blair's birthday coming right around the corner.
Happy birthday!
There's no at your age, Blair. They're not bad. They're a sign that you're above ground, buddy.
There is a
80, 90. What are we talking about?
A decade will turn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
40.
Yes. Let's go with that.
Okay, we'll go with that.
You look 40.
Yeah. He does. Blair does look 40. 30, 15, and 5, and 3 straight. LeBron's not a bad guess, but it seems a little high on the rebounding for LeBron. Magic's not terrible.
Let me ask you this, Curtis. Mm. Was he born on this date?
He was not.
Okay.
Oh, that's a classic Curtis move, though.
I know.
Now, the game happened last night. That's what made it topical.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's going to be I bet it's a center that had high assists, so I'm gonna take the Pig and Swig tickets are gone. Don't come down here to the Sprint store asking for Pig and Swig tickets. You can't get signed up for the Chiefs Raiders tickets. Matt Beasler has left the building as well.
Yes.
But you can get signed up to run in the race that he will run, the 30th annual Thanksgiving Day 5K run that he is one of the big wigs for, he and his wife on the board, the family stroll as well. Free registration today only until 6, so take advantage of that all the way up until 6 o'clock while it lasts once they're done with all the free registrations. That's it. No more. So get here by 6 o'clock to register for the Thanksgiving Day 5K run. All right, Blair, you take one guess. I'll take one guess.
DeAndre Jordan.
Wow, that's it's definitely the boards. Is Blair right before I guess?
No.
I'm going to go with the dream, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1972.
Shut your mouth. Really?
Yes. According to
he's the one I always tout in the Kobe LeBron argument or whoever's in it these days. My answer is always Kareem.
You say Kareem's the best ever?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
I think that's I think he and Wilt and Jordan.
His
and
first 10 years are
LeBron,
just like a freak show.
They were. I mean, and how do you want to measure greatest of all time? I mean, all he still has the most points ever scored, right? Mm-hmm. 5 MVPs, and I think.
Is it 5 or is it 6?
I think when Jordan got his 6th, I thought that was one more than Kareem.
Let's see. Six MVPs.
3-3.
3-3.
6 MVPs for Kareem?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, stand correct.
There you go.
Finals MVP a few times.
He won 5 championships, right?
Six. One with the
five
Bucks.
With LA
five
and
with
one
the
with
Milwaukee. One with the Bucks. Yeah.
And so most point, I mean, just the accomplishments are phenomenal.
It was Joe's Kansas City Barbecue that we were playing for there. You know, right across the street from where we are is
That's
my
right.
home Joe's at 119th, about 117th. I don't think they call it 117th. And Row, you can give the gift of great Joe's Kansas City Barbecue by sending it anywhere in the country, nationwide, loved ones. I think it's a great gift to send client-wise if you rep all over even the region, but the whole country. Ribs, burn-ins, even a Z-Man kit. You can send it all. Great for the corporate gifting. Go to sendjoeskcbbq.com.
Hey.
Okay, one more. sendjoeskcbbq.com. Or you can just call them and put together your own gift package if you want. You got something specifically you want to give, just call them at 913-764-5637.
His first 7 years in the league, Kareem averaged 30, 16, 4, and 4.
That was productive.
That'll get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, but Russell made his teammates better. just to be annoying. K-State at Texas, okay? Cats at Texas. The Cats are getting 7. Is that the right spread?
The
number 16 team against unranked Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Is getting 7. Is that correct?
16 in the college football playoff, right?
Yeah.
I think they're 21 or 22 or something in the AP. But
they're 18 on my ballot, so I clearly get it.
I had them at 20, so I totally whiffed on K-State.
Why do you hate K-State? Why do you hate K-State?
What are they in the poll? Aren't they 21?
In the AP, yeah. They are 16. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's the playoff hanger.
Right.
They are 20 in the AP.
Well, I had,
nailed
I,
it. And 22, the coaches.
Okay,
coach. Or I'm sorry, the SID poll has them at 22.
I don't know if Kansas State could, for a third straight week, have a big emotional victory.
That's what I think, too.
Oklahoma, KU, they just rock KU. And now Texas, that's what a stretch for the Wildcats. I will be so impressed if they find a way to go down there and win. Having played as well as they will have had to play to win for three straight weeks, and they played well against TCU before that. So, I'll tell you what: if they go down to Texas and win, we're talking about them in playing in the Big 12 championship game.
Yes, we are, and I think if they just hold this to single digits, they will have done something fantastic. This Texas needs this game; they need to get going. They're getting some guys back; they're getting healthier,
especially on the defensive side.
Yeah, they're a talented team. And you should be bringing the tank on empty if you're the K-State Wildcats. After, going out and winning versus Oklahoma, then not having a letdown and rolling Kansas, I don't know how you can bring it at another high level. And I do think part of it is, I think it's the majesty of the ability of Chris Klieman to game manage. But statistically speaking, they're not supposed to be winning some of these games they're winning. Yet he's doing it, which I think is a trend that's going to continue because now he keeps doing it. And the way he throttled Kansas, but even statistically against Oklahoma, they were outgained.
Yeah.
Again, and so Chris Kleiman's a stud, but I don't know that. I mean, if they win at Texas, all props. Now we do still have to wonder how he's going to recruit. According to the Jeremy Crabtrees of the world, they're doing way better than they did under Bill Snyder, so that should mean an upshift in talent.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, I will. I'll be wildly impressed if they go down to Austin and win. It's going to be difficult, and there is a reason why Texas is a touchdown plus an extra point favorite in this game. Texas is good. I mean, but when you look at some common opponents, Texas couldn't handle TCU. K-State did. Texas couldn't handle Oklahoma. K-State did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some clues there that it could be a good afternoon for the Wildcats. These last 3 weeks for Kansas State, especially the last two, have been wow. You expect them to have a little bit of a letdown after Oklahoma, and they dominated Kansas from the outset. Every possession seemed like a mismatch in that game. So it's not a perfect team. They've got flaws, but I'm so bullish on Kansas State right now and what they've been able to do the last couple. And they do it last week without the running backs. They did it with Trotter and Burns, I guess, at running back, and not Brown and Gilbert. So, and Skylar Thompson's having an all-conference type of year. I mean, we talk about Jalen Hurts as a Heisman finalist. What about Skylar Thompson for, Big 12, all Big 12 quarterback? The fact that they've turned him loose on the ground now, especially near the end zone, that kind of reminds me of Colin Klein in the day, what he's done the last 3 weeks.
He has been... And I have to look.
He had the big yardage game against KU. He didn't have big yardage games against Oklahoma and TCU.
No, but he had big touchdown days.
Big touchdown games, yep.
On the season now, 7 touchdowns passing, 1 interception, 1,300 yards. I mean, that the lack of passing touchdowns is going to hurt him. But
it reflects his
10 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, yes. I mean, part of the passing touchdowns is he doesn't have great wide receiver core. He's got good ones, but it's not great. It's not like Oklahoma State.
That's why I look at this team and I go, man, how's Klieman doing this?
He did it at North Dakota State because he was better than everybody else. He just had better players at every position. That ain't the case in the Big 12. He's still getting it done.
Well, and maybe the talent wasn't that much better. We thought it was because they were always winning. We just assumed he was killing it in recruiting, and maybe he just out-coached guys.
Maybe he did.
I think he may have out-recruited them, and I don't think he's going to out-recruit OU, so he's going to have to be able to coach. That's the encouraging sign to me. I think the early returns from the Jeremy Crabtrees are he's at like 41, and Bill Snyder would have been at like 70 right now.
He's in the 70s, right.
And so he's pacing well ahead of Bill Snyder's pace, but he seems to be able to have that same kind of Bill Snyder game management skill set, so I think it's super positive.
And still a you know, a game day atmosphere there. If you're a recruit and you go see the stadium filled on a Saturday afternoon, I think it's one of the better game day atmospheres in college football. It's an impressive place, and he just comes across so well. It's only the first year. We'll see what happens in the next few years, but these last 3 weeks have just been fantastic for the Wildcats.
Tigers at Georgia. We'll talk about that. The college football playoff polls. That's next with Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star. He's brought to you by Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 in Santa Fe. We're live at the Sprint Store in Town Center, 4901 Town Center Drive. Get signed up for the big Thanksgiving Day 5K run and family stroll. You can do it for free right now till 6 o'clock right here at this Sprint Store location. While the openings last, they've dedicated X number of openings, you can get registered for free right now and get registered to win Chiefs Raiders tickets on December 1st, Hall of Fame Classic tickets on November 25th and 26th. Giving all those away, don't have to be present to win that, so get in here and get signed up for the 5K and all the tickets at the Sprint Store, 4901 Town Center Drive.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Blair Kirkhoff's with us. He's brought to you by Robert Brogdon Buick GMC at I-35 in Santa Fe. You can find him online at robertbrogdon.com. You can find Blair and I here at the Sprint Store at Town Center, 4901 Town Center Drive. That's just a little bit north of 119th, a little bit west of Rowe, right here next to Herford House. Great spot. So go dine and then come by and check out the great Sprint devices like my Sprint iPad, which I cannot live without. It is absolutely fantastic. And you can get registered to win a pair of Chiefs Raiders tickets and tickets to the Hall of Fame Classic games at Sprint Center on November 25th and 6th. Plus, free registration into the 30th Annual Thanksgiving Day 5K run. Matt Beasler was here. He's on the board of the run. He and his wife, big-time runners, they are. You know, the soccer players tend to be agile and fit.
Yes, fit and cardiovascular.
Not a lot of fatty soccer players out there, you know? So there's a reason to keep your kids in soccer, folks. Blair Kirkhoff is with us. What do you think about Mizzou getting 16 and a hook at Georgia? Are they going to show up and play?
Yes, I think Missouri is.
I think Georgia's going to come flat and help them out
a little
for
bit.
One thing.
I think anything Missouri can do to complicate the feelings of its fans, they will do. And right now, Missouri is, you know, every fans are can't stand them. And Barry Odom's going to go and. So Missouri's going to show up, play well, and it'll complicate the feelings of the fans even more. You know, will they win? I don't know. They could. They're not so much worse than Georgia that they couldn't win the game.
Right.
But they get a break or two. I can see them in this game.
Georgia got up for the Florida game. Georgia's still got some offensive questions. You know, absolutely. The last time, every time I see a coach. Say, don't ever question my quarterback. Like the next game sucks, right? The what's his name? The Florida coach did it with the guy in the Miami game. You know, they survived the Miami game. Oh, Franks, he ain't quarterbacking now.
Dan Mullen, yeah.
Dan Mullen. You know, they end up making. You know, they end up like, oh, we're here, and I'm gonna beat my chest about how great this is, and then you turn around and, you know, all of a sudden, no, they are what they are. Fromm is a good quarterback, but Georgia's offense has some issues.
It does. South Carolina exposed those issues.
So they lost a ton of wide receiver talent, and so I think Mizzou can do that as well. I think they hang around in this game.
Kelly Bryant's going to play, it looks like, and I, you know what, it's a big game. Missouri did not play big games the last couple weeks and didn't show up. I think Missouri shows up for a big game, and I would not be surprised if this is a game into the fourth quarter. What Missouri's – they've wrecked the season by these last two games, the Vanderbilt and the Kentucky game. Their season is wrecked. But they've got four games left and maybe three opportunities, two opportunities to win for sure with Tennessee and Arkansas. You know, they always play Florida well and – and what's Barry Odom in November? His record's ridiculous in November. So we'll see. I certainly don't expect the same type of effort that I saw the last 2 weeks to happen in Athens this week. Okay. I just don't. I would 16 and a half, is that what it is, 16 mm-hmm. and a half? I'd take Missouri.
Yeah, I did. Do you understand why Alabama's laying 6.5 to LSU?
Somebody, I think that's smart.
The AP voters moved LSU in front of Alabama. The college football playoff people committee. Did. And Vegas went, haha, that's funny.
Yeah, that's Vegas knows. I think
usually,
it's really smart.
Usually you put your money in Vegas because they're the ones whose livelihood is riding on.
It's like LSU's doing it a different way now. They're doing it on offense.
Right.
And I think a team that catches a spark on offense, you can't trust it as much as past LSU teams that were great defensively. It's going to be I think it'll be a great game. Probably
more scoring than we'd expect.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to it, but I think Alabama takes care of business. Alabama's good in these moments.
This is when their defense shows up.
Yep.
This is
when
it comes to
play. And they didn't play.
Play
last week. I think the open week helps Alabama.
I agree. I think it's huge. LSU didn't play last week either.
That's right.
Pointed out, but we'll see. All right, Blair, great stuff. We appreciate it.
Talk to you next week.
Blair Kirkhoff from the Kansas City Star, brought to you by our friends at Robert Brogdon Buick GMC.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense, not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, who was the first Chiefs quarterback to win a game at Tennessee? Brought to you by Good Sense.